Message number 1051. Take a soul, a life, away from me, and your own life, eternal salvation, will no longer be your right. Monday, February 17, 2014 at 0015. My dearly beloved daughter, when the time comes for the final day of judgment, many souls will have denied me, and there will be much fear in their hearts. For by then the truth will be like a crystal clear lake without a blemish. So clear will the truth be that it will be just as if they are gazing into a mirror. And what will they see? They will see my face, my sorrow, my love, my regret, my anger, and then they will witness my justice, because by then there can be no turning back. The time given to humanity to redeem themselves is now. I have been accorded this time in which to prepare all of you. Use it wisely and you will see the glory of God. Squander it and you will never see the light or the glory of my kingdom. You will instead have to endure eternal separation from me. Your only company being a pack of wolves, angry demons, in the abyss, which is home to the beast. All those who succumb to wickedness, no matter the scale, will fall further and further away from me, the more you deny the word of God. This time has been given to humanity so that they will prepare themselves properly. My mission is to pull the cobwebs from your eyes so I can show you what you need to do so that I can welcome you into my new paradise. This mission may be your only chance to enable you to grasp my hand before you are plunged into a great vacuum of deceit. Satan has declared that he will continue to steal the souls of those who love me. His only focus at this time is to drag away from me those who truly love me. So he will place every doubt, every lie and blasphemy into those souls who live their lives according to the truth. Through his influence, these people will desert me. Satan proudly taunts me now, and every time I lose a soul to him, he swears that he will never cease to interfere with every mission on earth which has been blessed by me to save souls. You must never engage with or defend me against my enemies. Never lose sight of the Most Holy Bible. Let no man tamper with it. Ignore those who try to convince you that God would condone any attempt to change one single word, one single prophecy, one single commandment, for that is the greatest sin. Never break the first commandment. No one can place himself above God. Whoever amongst you sins must keep coming back to me again and again. Never be ashamed to come running to me. Do not allow yourselves to be filled with hatred of any kind. It is your sin I abhor, yet forgive it. I love you and will continue to love you. It is because I love you that I have been accorded this time to bring all of you together. Do not allow evil to separate you from your brother or sister. Do not listen to anything or anyone who tries to pull you away from my work, this mission of salvation. Your allegiance to me is important, for it is you, my remnant army, who will be instrumental in saving the rest of the world from suffering the same fate as those who refused to listen to Noah. Anyone who is responsible for taking one single soul from me will suffer for this. My anger is at its worst when, not content on concentrating on the state of your own soul, you deliberately try to take another with you and away from my love and my kingdom. You have been warned of the consequences before. Now I remind you again. Take a soul, a life, away from me, and your own life, eternal salvation, will no longer be your right. Your Jesus.